Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. This is a real treat because we have the brand new director of the United Way of Hastings in studio with us. Teresa Chattel is here. We know her from her background in other entities around Hastings, and we'll get to that in a second. But first of all, congratulations on your new position. I'm really happy for you, and welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really excited for this opportunity.
You mean right here at the radio station? Or?
Well, yes, I always love coming to see you, Mo.
I know what you mean. Well, congratulations to you. So first of all, tell us your background, Teresa. You and I know each other through another nonprofit that you worked for.
Yep. I previously worked for Our Savior's Lutheran Church for 18 years.
What? I didn't know it was 18 years.
18 years.
What the heck?
Yeah.
So how many different roles did you have during that time?
I had two different roles at Our Savior's.
Okay.
So I started as a director of faith formation.
Yep.
Actually, I started as a volunteer.
Okay.
And volunteer, then I went to part-time, and then that led me to the director of faith formation. I did that for about 14 years. And then about 4 years ago, I switched over, and they had a new position. They were looking for a director of their outreach program. They wanted to be more in the community and just get themselves out there to help the community like they are. You know, I mean, that's what they are. We're disciples, so to help our community. I did that until about 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Well, I have to tell you, you really did your job at, if this was a new position that was created to become an outreach person, because that is what I think Our Savior's is known for. As somebody who's not a member of your church, I really admire how Our Savior's is in the forefront of so much good stuff and really helping people and stepping up. So congratulations to you. What a wonderful transition this will be then to become the director of the United Way of Hastings. You had experience with the United Way as a volunteer though, right?
Yeah, it was part of my job at Our Savior's to be outreach and see what's going on in the community, where the needs are. Yeah, so I was doing some things with United Way. I worked on all their programs, did a lot of the fentanyl stuff with the series that we did with fentanyl with the Devin Noring Foundation. We did that. I worked on their, I actually ended up taking over their Food for Kids program.
Which is such a great program.
Yeah.
Talk about that, please.
Oh, yes, it is. That's wonderful. You know, we are giving out about 200 bags of food each week to kids right here in the Hastings community. We have a plethora of volunteers that make this happen. We have a lot of partners that, you know, help us get this stuff done. So we order the food. We have someone that comes and organizes the food. We pack the food. Other groups come in, you know, about once a week to pack the food. We have volunteers that help us do that. We have a volunteer that comes, picks up the bags, and then he delivers those bags to the school. And then we partner with Coborn's on buying the food at cost.
And what I love about the program, it's very discreet.
Yep, because the counselors in the school identify the kids, you know, by whether they come to school hungry or just some other behavior issues. They identify that. They reach out to the families and see if this is something that they would want. The food is delivered usually on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and it's put in their backpacks by the teachers or the counselors. And no one else knows unless the kid pulls the bag out if they're in the bus or something. But other than that, they just are put in the backpack and they go home.
And it really is a deal breaker, game changer for a lot of these families.
It really is. I don't know if people realize
that. I don't think people do realize, so please tell us.
Yeah, there's people and kids in Hastings that really, whether it's a money issue or whether it's just not the ability to be able to, the function to be able to go actually buy food for your family, whatever that looks like, we are able to feed these kids on the weekend. I mean, they get two breakfast items, two lunch items, two dinner items, and then typically a couple snacks in there. And they come to school on Monday not hungry. And there's food that the kids can prepare themselves, whether it's canned food or Easy Mac or something like that. So they're able to be sufficient and make the food themselves if they need to.
Is this a program that the United Way does across the country?
Some other United Ways do it. I think Red Wing has a program that's similar to ours. That's about the only one that I know of. But I think there's another United Way that does more of a ethnic food bag for like people from other countries that come and aren't able to buy those types of food that they normally would get in their country.
That's awesome.
They put together a bag like that. So I think there are other ones that do similar programs, just probably a little different than we do. But what we do here is awesome. I mean, it's, like I say, it's about 200 kids a week.
I think that would really surprise some of our listeners.
Yeah, I think it surprised me when I first heard about it. You know, because I think Hastings is known as a wealthy community. We have a lot of money in this community, but there's also people that do not and that are really in need of things. So I'm really fortunate that I was able to do this and am able to still do this. That's really where I grew up on welfare, food stamps, so I know what that's like. We never went hungry, so I'm very fortunate for that.
Your parents probably went hungry, Teresa?
Yeah, and I didn't. I was my mom, but yeah, and... You know, so I understand, I get it, and that's, I think, where my compassion comes from, is I've lived it, so I just want to be able to help people. Like, that's really the passion.
So helping. You're taking it to a new level now. You're going to be able to help them in a more direct way as the director of the United Way of Hastings. What were some of the other things that you did at Our Saviors that dealt with United Way?
Yeah, we did the fentanyl. I worked with Sherry Lohman, our nurse. We worked and did a lot of those. We do the IOAD. We did some of the United Way series where they were talking about fentanyl, one pill can kill. We did that. I was involved in helping kids succeed on that. Community meetings they had once a month, they did those. Community in schools. So I really kind of got myself involved in all of the things that were going on in United Way because I felt so strongly about all of them. And I think that Our Saviors, too, allowed me to be able to do that, and they felt that those things were important.
Well, I love that. I hope that partnership continues.
Oh, for sure.
Excellent.
Yes. Yep.
And then, Teresa, you were on the board. Were you a volunteer, and then you were asked to be on the board?
Well, yeah, I was helping from Our Saviors, helping do some things for them, and then was asked if I would like to join the board, and I said, of course, because I think you really understand a lot about an organization when you get on the inside.
Believe you me.
Yes, it makes a difference, and I think that that's how you can make a difference, is by getting on the inside and finding out what the issues are and what we can do to help this community. So, and then I was on the board. And
how long were you on the board?
About a year.
Okay.
Yep. And then the opportunity came for the open director position, and I stepped down from the board.
Because you knew in your heart that was something you wanted to
apply for? Yes, and unfortunately my hours at Our Saviors were cut due to budgetary reasons, so this opportunity came up, and it was almost, they happened within like a day of each other. So,
is this where we say, isn't God good?
Yeah, I know God has a plan. I really know he does, and I think that this is his plan for me. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to see what's next, where this will take me.
So being on the board, what kind of a commitment is that?
We were doing meetings every other month, but we're going to come now to do meetings every month. We're going to try to keep them to like an hour, hour and a half. And it's basically you come, we get together, we vision, we check out what's happened the last month, things that are going on. We talk about budgetary things. We like the board to be involved in some of the things that we do throughout the year, whether it be the Mud Hens game or hanging banners for our campaign time. We have an XL golf tournament, all kinds of things, helping with food for kids, other things that we do. So just kind of being there and being the driver of the vision for the United Way of Hastings.
So would you please explain the United Way of Hastings? Because United Way is it an international organization?
They're international.
Is Hastings under an umbrella, or are they a separate entity? How does that work, please?
Yeah, well, we are, there's United Way of the Twin Cities, and Hastings is, we are part of that, but we are our own. We actually, all of the money that's raised here in Hastings stays here. It doesn't go, we pay our dues to the main United Way, but most of the money we raise stays here. We give out allocations. We just gave out 13 allocations, which is $28,500.
That
is
so awesome.
So we're hoping to double that next year. But yes, yeah, so we are part of that, but we are own. We are, United Way of Hastings, and the Red Wing one's the same way. They're their own kind of entity. We're not part of the suburbs.
Because we really are a standalone community,
mm-hmm,
with our own needs. And so you're helping keep the money here mm-hmm. and address those needs directly, which I think is great. When people give money, they really do want to know where it goes.
Of course, and that's part of the thing is being transparent as to where the money's going and then following up when you give money. What did you do with the money that we gave you? What good did you do? And then sharing those stories with our community so they're able to see where their dollars are going.
Well, I would love to hear about some of these entities that you gave money to through your allocations process.
We gave Devin Noring Foundation. We gave to Rise Up Recovery.
Great.
United Heroes League, Hastings Environmental Group.
Now, I don't know enough about them, please.
Yeah, they clean up like the rivers and the coulees. And
thank you.
They're cleaning up some of the invasive plants and stuff that come into those things. So they do that cleanup. We gave to a couple of Boy Scout groups here in town.
Love the Boy Scouts.
Yep, we did that. There was 13 of them. Oh, we gave to Hope for the Brave, which is they're kind of doing some helping women, battered women, getting to some homes and getting them some help. It's been awesome. We've been passing the checks out and taking pictures.
I think a lot of these organizations, especially the smaller ones, money really is, it goes so far with some of these smaller organizations. $1,000 or whatever really can change their outlook.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, so that's part of the thing, I think, that as United Way, people come to us and we're able to vet these organizations. And a lot of people don't know that, oh, I could give money to them or I could give money to them. Well, we're able to do that. They come to us and then we hand the money out. So which is, you know, awesome, because a lot of these organizations wouldn't be under anyone's radar as that they need money.
No, or just on their radar, period.
Exactly. So we put the grant allocations, you know, applications out, and people reach out to us, and we vet the people that come in and have a committee. We get a committee together that determines who's going to get what amount of money, and away we go.
And you're able to give this money out because of donations to the United Way. Tell us about your fundraising.
Yeah, we, you know, are always fundraising. When we have a unique thing where people are able to give through their paychecks, through their employer, they can give money to the United Way, and we're the only organization that people are able to do that for. So that's really a huge thing for us. If an organization wants to have people give money to the United Way through that, and it's, you know, pre-tax, so it comes out, goes directly to the United Way.
Even Sue Schlumka told me about that years ago when she was working as a nurse. She started doing that and really liked the United Way but didn't know a lot about it, and now, of course, she's your board president.
Yes, she is.
So I thought that was an interesting story, how she really saw the value of this. It's kind of, if it comes out of your paycheck, you don't really even notice it.
You don't. And I think that as little as $5 every a week or every 2 weeks, that buys one bag of food for one kid for a weekend.
See, when you put it in numbers like mm-hmm. that, Teresa, that really is impactful, I think, to hear.
Yeah. And if you want to even up that, I mean, one person upping $5 a week, it's huge. At the end of the year, that's huge. You know, we treat everyone who gives us $5 or $5,000 the same, because we appreciate every dollar that comes into the United Way.
Well, I think when you say it like that, though, the $5 feeds somebody for a week.
One kid for a weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, you what think
a,
about that.
Yeah, what a blessing. That's so lovely. Yeah. What are some of the other things that you're working on? So I know that you are driven by the board.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do a vision together? What is that like?
Yeah, and right now with me being new, I think we're working on a new way, what that's going to look like, doing some more strategic planning and some more,
I think that's great,
you know,
Teresa. It's nice sometimes to shake things up.
Oh, for sure. Yes, and I think we want to get a plan out there. We're kind of revamping our campaign for the fall, doing some new things for that, trying to, you know, unique ways to bring some money in, and also just getting ourselves out there, being part of the community, being, you know, a collaborative partner where you're working with everyone, going to meetings, being seen, and telling your story. I mean, I applied for the Power of 100 Women grant.
Wonderful.
So we're one of the three selected. So I'll be going on April 25th to tell our story. So I'm super excited about that and feel very honored that we were selected.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's great. Again, and they're doing such good work so that you can do your good work.
Of course, and that's what it's all about. We're all working together to do good work and to make Hastings a better place for everybody.
And where do you see the United Way of Hastings, let's say within 5 years? What is your vision for something like that?
I see us bringing in a lot more money and doing a lot more good and a lot more money going out the door. I see us being a community partner and finding out where the true needs are of this community, whether it be what we're currently doing or whether something else comes up that we think, oh, we got to go this direction. It's just really about talking to people and learning where the needs are.
Well, that's just it. We can all live in our bubble and not really see much beside what is going on around us. And there is so much great stuff in Hastings, but there's also a lot of need.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's wonderful that you are addressing that and really looking closer at some of the challenges that people face on a daily basis. And we're really lucky. We have great nonprofits in Hastings.
Oh, we have wonderful nonprofits, and they're all needed, and we love to work together. I think that is huge. You can, hey, what do you need? I can help you with this, or I can help you with this. It's, you know, like I say, it's great to have those relationships, because in those communications and in that talking, things come up and you're like, oh, I didn't know that. Or, oh, that's wonderful. How can we work together to make this happen if it's something that's a true need in our community?
Teresa, don't you think that you have been on a path to your directorship of United Way of Hastings? I mean, just think of your background and the context you've made and the vision that you saw and now you're a part of, and you can really make a difference.
Yeah, and I never, you know, when I started at Our Saviors, I mean, I was a mom. I'm still a mom, but, you know, I needed to
We're
be
always
flexible.
A mom.
Always a mom, but I never saw myself where I am today. But like I say, through God and His vision, He has a plan for everybody. And I just feel like I'm on that path, and here we go. Just show me where to be and what to do. And, you know, I pray out about a lot. What should I do even taking this position? Like, is this the right thing for me? Is this the right thing for our community? And I really hope that it is. I'm looking forward. I'm very excited, looking forward to the future and seeing what I can do.
So great to see you, and congratulations again. I'm really happy for you, Teresa. Teresa Chattel, she is the newly hired director of the United Way of Hastings. If people would like to learn more about the United Way or contact you, how could they do that?
They can just call me up at the United Way. It is 438-3337, or stop on down. The office is open 8 to 4 down on 2nd Street, 113 2nd Street, right in the old Meyer Company building. Swing down and you can see our Food for Kids operation we have coming out of there, and I can show you other things. I'd love to talk to you if you'd like to come down and meet with me.
Love it. Teresa, great to see you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.